Mary E. Mann, A Short Story Collection, An Introduction. Mary Rackham was born in Norwich on 14th of August 1848 to a merchant family. Little is known of her early life, and her biography only reappears in September 1871 with marriage to Fairman Joseph Mann, a farmer with 800 acres. Mary moved to Shropham, Norfolk, and became involved with the workhouse, visiting the sick and other unfortunates of the parish. Her observations and experiences are a valuable source for her later stories. She took up writing partly to offset the dreary village life of her surroundings in the 1880s and published her first novel, The Parish of Hilby, 1883, at her own expense. It was well received by the critics. Thus began a career that, spanning three decades, provided 33 novels, hundreds of short stories, and 14 plays. Her work was largely focused on rural life in Norfolk and centred on the fictional town of Dulwich, with grim but authentic accounts of poverty and deprivation. Her marriage produced one boy and three girls. With her husband's death in 1913, she moved to Sheringham. She is regarded as a major contributor to East Anglian literature, with particular praise given to her short stories. Mary E. Mann died on 19th of May 1929. She was 80. Her grave marker is a carved open book with the epitaph, "We bring our years to an end," as if it were a tale that is told.
Wolf Charlie by Mary E. Mann. In a tumble-down cottage at one extreme end of the parish of Dulwich, Wolf Charlie lives. It is one of a couple of cottages in such bad condition that they are held past repairing. Year by year, Sir Thomas threatens to pull them down, and year by year, merciful man that he is, holds his hand. For years he has received no rent. For years Wolf Charlie and his old grandmother, who inhabits the other miserable edifice, have received notice to quit at Michaelmas, a notice always disregarded. In the one cottage the ground floor only is found to be habitable. In the other, by reason of the absence of door and window in the downstairs apartment, the grandmother has been compelled to take up her abode in the upper story. With the broken panes from the window, her great-grandchildren dig in the heaps of dust and rubbish where is their playground. The door was long ago broken up and converted into firewood. The cottages are approached by a lane too narrow to admit of any vehicle wider than a wheelbarrow. It is a lane which leads only to these poor housen, debouching on a melancholy space of grass and nettles, growing above brickbats, tiles, broken chimney pots, refuse of all sorts, which space was, once on a time, the trim garden plots of the houses. Between the broken bricks of the little paved way before the doors, a plentiful crop of sickly fungus grows. More than once there has been illness among the children, caused by impromptu feasts off the unwholesome growth. One child, rendered reckless by stress of hunger and indulging in a surfeit, gave the crown and glory to Wolf Charlie's history by necessitating an ink witch in Dulwich. He is called Wolf Charlie, I suppose, by reason of the famished look in his melancholy eyes, of the way in which the skin of his lips, drawn tightly over his gums, exposes his great yellow teeth, by reason of the leanness of his flanks, the shaggy, unkempt hair about his head and face, the half-fierce, half-frightened expression.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?